Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A new development in the fraudulent Republican Robin Voss Gableman inquiry into the 2020 election. You'll recall that Robin Voss he is the speaker in a gerrymandered legislature. He's in a gerrymandered district. In the normal course of Wisconsin history, somebody like that would never be speaker. He got it through gerrymandering. Anyway, Donald Trump kept attacking him. On one occasion, he attacked him personally by name. He said that he is not doing the job when it comes to the alleged fraud in the election. He better do something. Well, Voss is craftier than many of them. He knows that a cyber ninja type audit in Arizona, that kind of thing, isn't going to go over up in Wisconsin. Now, even Republicans up here know that that election has been audited and recounted several times. And to put state tax dollars into a fake show to appease Donald Trump isn't going to go over well. So he resisted, and he resisted, and he resisted. And suddenly he got scared that Trump would call him a rhino, stands R-I-N-O, Republican in name only. I mean, Trump himself is not a Republican. Trump was a Democrat until he decided to run for president. He was to the left of the Democratic Party on a lot of social issues. He doesn't care. But many in the Republican base buy into him. In any event, Voss figured he had to do something. And here's the development. So he hired a lawyer, Gableman, at taxpayer expense, and initially said that he was going to pay him about $45,000. Gableman would retain four retired police officers to go around and scare clerks, and they would get about $9,000 each. That quickly changed. Those police officers left, and then Gableman hired guerrillas, others to go around and scare clerks. And Gableman now suddenly has morphed his $45,000 into about $670,000 or $680,000, just shy of $700,000, with a little asterisk. And the asterisk goes, subject to revision. Oh, really? Well, 10 years ago, they did that subject to revision on gerrymandering that they hired at a state lawyer's a taxpayer expense, and it went up into a couple of $1 million. It's a blank check for the muscle, Gableman. It's a blank check for the gorillas. Well, Gableman finally issued subpoenas signed by Robin Voss. This supposedly gets Trump off the back of Voss. So you're spending about $670,000 or $680,000 out of your tax dollars to get a sociopath Trump off the back of a gerrymandered hack Voss. That's really what it comes down to. That is what it comes down to. So Gableman sends these emails around to everybody. Originally comes from somebody, Delta, at gmail.com. Turns out it was a lawyer that was tied into the big lie with Trump. And they just put Gableman's name on it. Gableman had to have authorized that. He hasn't complained. And the elected officials that got it said, hey, wait a minute, what is this? So he sends these subpoenas to five mayors, Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, and Kenosha, five largest Democratic cities in the state, no Republican areas, demands that the mayors be in Brookfield for depositions a couple of weeks, and demands documents. And Gableman doesn't know what he's doing, because the documents he demanded, they could be several million of them. He wants them produced in a couple of weeks. So everybody sat back, and then Gableman gave an interview, you'll recall, in Green Bay, saying he really doesn't know much, in fact, anything about elections. He's curious to find out. Well, good for you. Good for you. In Wisconsin, you can audit courses for free at the UW system if you're over, I think it's 60 or 62. I don't know if Gableman's over 60 or 62, but you can nevertheless sign up and pay the tuition for 3 credits of Poli-Sci 101. And you will find out that there are 3 separate branches of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. That's a very, very deep insight for Gableman. And then also you will find out that there are elections that are held at regular times and that there are clerks that supervise them. And there's a whole chain of command. Anyway, he got such blowback on that, not on this station alone, big banner headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he came out with a change. And yesterday, there are conflicting press reports on this. Some said that it only lets Madison off the hook. Some says it lets Madison and maybe Green Bay off the hook. But the latest word is that he has told all the mayors they need not comply with those subpoenas for now. They don't have to show up. And he wants voluntary compliance with documents. And it seems, now this is third-hand hearsay, this is all how this is being handled, very sloppy about an election that's already been counted, audited, and recounted. It's a, well, just give us what you've already given people under the Freedom of Information Act. So in effect, this is just a Freedom of Information Act request on steroids to give them what was previously asked under the Freedom of Information Act. Why are we paying for this? Why are we paying $680,000? I don't think it's $680,000. I think it'll be $3 or $4 million when it's all over. Gableman bills by the hour. And all he has to say, I was thinking of it. And the gorillas, they go around, they'll talk, they'll sniff, they'll look at documents. I mean, they won't understand the documents. They've said he doesn't understand elections. Why are we wasting that much taxpayer money? Why are we wasting that much taxpayer money? The city attorney, Tierman Spencer, handled it pretty well. He gave a press conference and he said, well, you know, they'll evaluate the response. He's not going to say what it is, but essentially he said that they would be inclined to comply. I think that was smart politically in this respect. If right now they have let the mayors off the hook, so they're not presuming to drag Mayor Barrett out of Milwaukee into Brookfield for a deposition by a hack at taxpayer expense, assuming they've dropped that for now, and assuming that they only want documents already produced, just a small sliver of what was demanded under the open records, fine. There is an open records law, but there is also a federal law that says that for 22 months after a presidential election, you can't turn over voting machines or ballots to anybody outside the authorized chain of command, which are the clerks, the county clerk, the state elections commission, and ultimately courts that look at it. And this thing got put into the courts by the Republicans. They are frankly sore losers. They are sore losers. Have there been any Packer games or Bucks games or Brewer games or Badger games, Marquette games, where I'm a huge fan of all those, where I've said, That was robbed. It was a bad umpire call. Plenty of them, okay? So what? So what? We don't replay the game. Here, no one was robbed. Biden won by 20,000 votes in Wisconsin. He won by 306 electoral votes nationwide, and he had 81 million to Trump's 74 million. And they go, well, Trump got 74 million. Yeah. Yeah, Pittsburgh got 17 points last week. Yeah. The Packers got 27. Yeah, okay. What's so hard to deal with that? Anyway, Gableman is backing off for now, it looks, and he will slither back into the hole with Voss, and we'll see what happens. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.